Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. The Bible says that evangelizing lost people is not a suggestion, but a mandate. That's the headline. David James comes to this broadcast table to explain that headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Many news outlets reported on new research by the Barna Group indicating that many Christian millennials were against evangelizing those in other religions.
Half of millennial Christians say it's wrong to evangelize, and has the tagline, "Survey finds young believers want others to know about Jesus, they just don't want to speak up about it." So the first thing that came to my mind was, who are these Christians in terms of overall theology, and are all those who identify as Christians in the survey actually born again, or do many of them just identify as Christians? But as it turns out, 94% of them believe that the best thing that could ever happen to someone is for them to come to know Jesus. Then the opening paragraph of that article reads, "Millennials used to be the group that churches and ministries were angling to evangelize. Now all grown up and poised to overtake baby boomers as the largest generation, they're the ones doing the evangelizing, or at least they should be." The article goes on to say, "They're more than twice as likely as their parents and grandparents to say that it's wrong to share one's personal beliefs with someone of a different faith in hopes that they will one day share the same faith." Oddly enough, the survey found that despite the reluctance of millennials to evangelize, they consider themselves good evangelists, and 96% even believe that witnessing for Jesus is part of being a Christian. They just don't want to potentially offend others by attempting to convert them from whatever they may believe to biblical Christianity, meaning to become born-again believers in Jesus Christ.
With Bible in hand, David James explaining the reasons that most Christian millennials are not evangelizing lost people. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. This report from the Barna Group that Christian millennials are reluctant to evangelize lost people is evidence of disobedience to God's directive in His Word. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, we as Christians are given the ministry of reconciliation. We are ambassadors for Christ and must tell lost people how to be reconciled to Jesus Christ. Again, I say this is not a suggestion, but it is a mandate. There's only one reason that Jesus Christ has not called the church to heaven at the rapture. 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 9 says that Jesus is not slack concerning His promise for the rapture, but He's not willing that any should be lost and perish. He wants all people to be saved, and we can hasten the rapture by winning people to Jesus Christ. That's 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 12. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...